Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel. The Trump campaign in the United States is banging on about this flagrant lie that he would end the Ukraine war within 24 hours. Yeah, right. A bit like he was going to build that wall, not a brick of which was ever built, and Mexico was going to pay for it. Not a peso was ever paid. That he was going to make medicines far better, that he was going to make medicines far cheaper, that he was going to win a trade war against China. And so on, that he was going to defeat ISIS in a very short time, that he was going to defeat the Taliban in a very short time, that he was going to bring back all these industries to these Rust Belt towns, and on and on and on. Lie after lie after lie, like that Trump University was a university, that he had nothing whatsoever to do with Russia. I mean, that he had no connection to Stormy Daniels, or that he did not falsify his accounts in those payouts to porn star Stormy Daniels, or that he was not John Dennis, mentioned those non-disclosure agreements. I could go on and on all day, over 20,000 lies, but there's some people who are moronic enough to believe him. Why on earth would you trust the most pathological liar that there is? No lie is too blatant or too idiotic for him to tell or for some of his supporters to swallow. How could he possibly end the war within 24 hours of what's been going on for 10 years already? So is even Trump stupid enough to trust Putin? I'm not sure he is. I think he just doesn't care about Ukraine. Fair enough, you could say that. We're going to cut off all aid. So there are two ways to do it, really. Say to the Ukrainians, we're just withdrawing all military aid, and assume that the European countries, Canada, Japan, and so on, that they won't provide sufficient military aid for Ukraine to prosecute the war. And Trump might be correct in that supposition. Or indeed to threaten Russia, you end it now, or it's war against us. Now, Trump's often been an isolationist. He's publicly mused about withdrawing from NATO. That's something he could do. Does he even have the presidential authority to withdraw from NATO unilaterally? But, you know, even if the United States didn't give a single cent or a single bullet to Ukraine from then on, that wouldn't necessarily end the world war, certainly not within 24 hours. Ukraine could fight on for a few months, maybe a few years. And maybe European Union countries would step up to the plate, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the various other countries are allies of Ukraine, and they might do a bit better. There'd be an attempt to Trump-proof aid for Ukraine by giving them so much money now, by lending them so much money now, they could sustain it even if Trump was in for 4 years. I don't think it's enough, actually. And of course, Trump can't do it on his own because Congress has the power of the purse. If there is a Trump presidency, that doesn't guarantee that the Republicans would control either the Senate or the House of Representatives. Of course, you need like more than a simple majority to pass these aid packages. And as I understand it, even if Congress passes an aid package, it still needs a presidential veto. So he could veto it, as in I forbid in Latin. Would there be a supermajority to override that? I very much doubt it. That hasn't happened for decades. So if Trump says, oh, no military aid, they probably wouldn't get military aid, humanitarian aid, anything else. And what that would do is that would severely undermine the confidence of other countries in the United States as an ally. They might say, we're withdrawing from NATO, could be the end of NATO. Oh, well, so the United States, we don't have to get involved in these other wars. What other countries not going to help you? There's Article 5 of the NATO Charter, an attack on one is attack on all. The United States is the only ever member state of NATO to invoke that. NATO was founded in 1949, and it's only ever been used once after 9/11, which is why all the members of NATO, it was then something like 25, sent troops to Afghanistan to assist the United States, even when it was against public opinion. Non-NATO countries sent troops to assist the United States in Afghanistan, Australia being an example. Ukraine was an example. So the Ukrainians have fought for the United States. And Muslim country, majority countries like Azerbaijan, for instance, they sent troops as well. Georgia sent troops, dozens of countries sent troops to assist the United States in Afghanistan, and many of them sent to Iraq as well. So it would make the United States seem like a fair weather friend. More countries either be neutral or go over to the Russian side. It would be cataclysmic for American foreign policy in that regard. It would be a huge encouragement to China to attack Taiwan. You might say you don't care. All right, fair enough. But they do produce something like a third of the microprocessors in the world. And those would be then in the hands of a country that's openly hostile to the United States, which then could stop selling to the USA or double the price or do anything really. So Trump says, well, you know, the Taliban, they never took back Afghanistan under me. Well, Trump made the agreement that led to that. Now, it's Biden's choice to implement it. But Trump's obviously speaking out of both sides of his mouth, saying that, yeah, he's so against Putin, but he loves Putin. Putin loved him, blah, blah, blah. And Trump is actually terrible at deals. He's not going to be able to make a deal to end this war. You know, he did manage to make his deal with Kim Jong-un, despite giving the North Korean regime, what they've never ever had before, a meeting with the President of the United States. Even more than that, actually going into North Korea for the very first time, admittedly only a few steps into North Korea. But Trump's security detail, they must have been losing control of their bowels, because when Trump stepped across the border, they didn't. Could they? They're armed. Is that an invasion? And what if the North Koreans do something? Well, they grab him, kidnap him. What do you do? Do you run and try and get him back or not? And it's wrong to cross into North Korea without permission, carrying a gun. You might get shot. You might start a war. It's wrong not to, to leave the president unprotected, so that there are no good answers there. And he put his security detail in an incredibly difficult situation. He's not going to be able to end that war. I mean, Putin might say yes, but obviously you can't trust a word Putin says. So there's obviously so much munitions that could go on for much longer. And, you know, Trump was publicly saying the United States should not be arming Ukraine, should not be helping so much. In the run-up to that aid package finally being passed, and when was it, April 2024, Trump did shut up about it. So he's a flip-flopper. He didn't actually say to pass it, nor did he say not to, for despite earlier in the war having suggested the United States ought to be America first and not care about Ukraine. Now, remember, the United States is obligated to assist Ukraine. There was the Budapest Memorandum signed in 1994, where the United States and the United Kingdom agreed to guarantee it when Russia and Ukraine agreed yet again. Ukraine is an independent sovereign state, and moreover, to recognize the border between Ukraine and Russia. And of course, Crimea is an integral part of the Ukrainian Republic. Putin himself, again, I think it was in 2003, signed another agreement with Ukraine, recognizing the demarcation of the frontier and explicitly saying that Crimea is Ukrainian sovereign soil, all of which would get you sent to jail for years in Russia, agreeing something that Putin himself put his signature to. So no, Trump would not be able to end this war in 24 hours. Now, if he did cut off all military aid, it might end in a few months, but not in a good way. Just that Ukraine would lose a lot of its territory, and it wouldn't end for long, because Putin would wait till he think the ripe moment has come, and at what he considered the opportune time, he would invade again, trying to take the whole country. Ukraine would not be the last victim. There could be Moldova, there could be Georgia. Some Russian ultranationalists have talked about this very openly, talked about taking back Alaska. So yeah, it is a direct threat to the United States. Right, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.